AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At least 30 deaths are being linked to the winter storm that swept across the country this weekend. Julie Walker has a report.
In New York City, which got just under a foot of snow, Mayor Mamdani says weather is being investigated as a cause after 8 people were found dead outside.
Any loss of life is truly a tragedy, and that's why we're continuing to urge New Yorkers to get to a safe and warm location.
Officials say in Tennessee there were at least 4 weather-related deaths. In Pennsylvania, which got more than a foot of snow, at least 3 people died shoveling. Louisiana also saw at least 3 weather-related deaths, and in other states, 2 people died sledding. Meanwhile, more than 500,000 people remain without power, a lot of them in Nashville, like Alex Murray, his wife, and 6-month-old.
It doesn't look like the forecast for getting power back up has improved.
Flight delays and cancellations continue, and the National Weather Service says those frigid temperatures are sticking around for a while. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump softening his stance on the immigration crackdown in Minnesota, saying he's had productive conversations with the governor and the mayor of Minneapolis. Border czar Tom Homan is headed there, while some federal agents are expected to leave as soon as tomorrow. And the White House is distancing the president from comments by several members of his administration, labeling Alex Preddy, the Minneapolis protester shot and killed Saturday by a Border Patrol officer, as a domestic terrorist. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
This has obviously been a very fluid and fast-moving situation throughout the weekend. As for President Trump, whom I speak for, he has said that he wants to let the investigation continue and let the facts lead in this case.
President Trump says he's increasing tariffs on South Korean goods because the country's National Assembly has yet to approve a U.S. trade framework. This is AP News. Gethin Coolbaugh has the latest on an Olympian in some serious legal trouble.
A former Canadian Olympic snowboarder turned top FBI fugitive made his first appearance in federal court since surrendering to authorities to face charges. He allegedly ran a billion-dollar multinational drug trafficking ring and orchestrated multiple killings. Authorities say Ryan Wedding turned himself in at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City last week. Wedding pleaded not guilty to the charges Monday in federal court in Santa Ana, California. Wedding was indicted in the U.S. in 2024 on federal charges of running a criminal enterprise, murder, conspiring to distribute cocaine, and other crimes. He was sentenced to prison in 2010 on a drug conviction. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
4 games in the NHL tonight and 7 on the NBA schedule. The Hawks and Hornets already winners. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.